All right, what's going on, everybody? This be your boy DJ Anonymous with Sports Biz Music, the podcast, episode 33, and I got a special guest, Peso. What's going on with you, bro?
What's going on? What's going on? It's Peso. You already know what it is. Hey, it's your boy. I'm coming here from Broward County. You know what I mean? Repping Border Boy BB. You feel me? Shout out my dogs, Riosco, ABM Sage, the Shea Escobar, Young Sam. You know, One Way D. You know, the whole Border Boy movement, you feel me?
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. So, I ask everyone this question, whether they artists or businessmen, whatever, or businesswomen. Where did your passion for music start from?
Honestly, bro, I always had a passion for music. Like, I always loved music. I love, like, you know, hearing it. I love the beats. I love different rythms. And I know my mom, she always would tell me, like, when I was a kid, like, she would be like, hey, you used to always be in the back seat bumping and stuff, she was like, hey, you used to be in the back seat of the car, she just be bouncing and stuff. I was like, that's my shit, you feel me? But, like, I always loved music, bro. It's just, you know, nowadays, like, in my recent, you know, situations and just as time progressed, I had a lot more opportunities. I met more people in music, so I just, you know, was like, you know, all right, let's pursue it.
So what was the age where you know, started saying, like, all right, I want to, like, make music?
I'd probably say, like, 20. Like, when I was 20, I just kind of not dropped out of college, but I pretty much, like, stopped going to school. And then, like, I just got kind of introduced to different crowds of people. They linked me in with people at studios. They were like, yo, you got a story to tell and shit. So I was like, all right, for sure. I'm going to try it out. And that's what I did. But I'm not going to lie. Like, last year, I kind of took, like, an intermission. Before, like, probably towards around this time, probably, like, April. I took an intermission. And, like, about until, like, September. And then I was like, you know, like, when I got back September, I was like, you know, all right, for sure. Like, I'm going to, you know, pursue it, like, for real. And that's when I started kind of, like, meeting. I met this dude, and he was kind of like a sponsor for me. He got me a part of his group. It was DBA at the time. I really don't associate with him like that no more, you feel me?
Why not? Like, you just
grew apart from it. And then, plus, I felt like what they were asking me to do was almost like, kind of like, you know, they were expecting too much from me and not giving enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know, it wasn't an equal relationship. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's why I kind of broke apart, and that's when I started doing my own thing, and that's why I started BBE, Border Boy Entertainment. And right now I have literally like four different artists in all different styles. Like, I have my boy Riosco, like I was talking about. He's a Latin artist. He's like a Bad Bunny from Puerto Rico. So he does his thing, and we trying to get an international type thing. Like, he's hopping on a song today I made called Drip.
Yeah.
And that right there is a banger. Like, it's a banger, you know? And he going to hop on it with that kind of, that Latin flair to it. So it's going to be a crossover hit. It's going to, you know, cross some international borders, like I was saying. And my boy ABM Sage, kind of like a currency type. He kind of got that, like that smoke one type.
Yeah,
that
laid back type.
You feel me? Like, kind of, you know, you feel me? And my boy DeShay, he got that, like, straight, like, struggle type, like, gutter type rap that's, like, lit, though. He be saying shit. He's not like that's, like, that mumble rap shit. You feel me? And then we got One Way. He's, like, the producer of everything, Fast Music. Also, check out If It Ain't Fast, It's Ass, Volume 1. We got artists featuring from all over the country, like, all the way from Cali to the Midwest to the East Coast. You feel me? So, fuck with that, too. But, you know, everybody on the movement, we just trying to do our thing. We just trying to make it. We trying to make good music. And we in it for longevity. We not really in it just for, you know, a year, 2 years. We in this shit for the long haul, you feel me?
So, after you broke up with the label you was with before, Explain to the people, especially like up and coming artists, that's, you know, that's going to the independent or want to stay in the independent road, you know, in the industry. Explain to them like the process of like creating your own label and, you know, pretty much recruiting artists.
Exactly. What I can say is, you can't just recruit any and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta definitely recruit someone that's gonna be loyal, bring something to the table, actually have a work ethic, and really try to really create that dream that you want to create. Like, I wanna create a Border Boy Entertainment dream movement. Like, I wanna start this shit, make it big. Like, you know what I mean? Had a shit like NWA, motherfucking Our Future, Wolfgang, Kill 'Em All, motherfucking all that shit. You know what I mean? But in our flair, like, we gonna come in, we coming in here with different artists, like I was saying. But you gotta have a team that's gonna be willing to add all the attributes, all the resources, all the mentality, everything together to make one like collective unit. You feel me? Like, you can't just be just trying to, you can't just try to fund something and don't really promote it. Or, like, you know what I mean? Because that's what was going on, really, with the other people that I was fucking with. They would, you know, they would fund me. They would get me studio time. They would get me mastering. They would get me all that kind of stuff. But it's just, like, you can't do it all by yourself. Like, people, I think that's kind of a misconception.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why, like, when I first started out in music, I progressed so much by myself. Mm-hmm. Like, but it takes a team, honestly, to get to that next level. And that's just the bottom line. Like, you can do it by yourself. It's just going to be a lot harder. Like, a lot harder. And it's going to take you longer to grow. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, if you get your team together, you know, shit's just going to flow like water, pretty much. You feel me?
But one of the things that I realized that a lot of artists don't want to sign to another artist because of, you know, artists that's managing them, you know, could have problems with, you know, the ego.
Mm-hmm.
So, for when you had signed, there's about four artists that's under you, right?
Yeah, but see, the one thing, though, I want to do is just say, though, I don't have them under no contracts. Like,
it's like loyalty.
It's just loyalty, you know what I mean? That's why I say that's where you got to take baby steps. Like, I wouldn't even want them to sign to me, because if I have them to sign to me, that means I'm obligated to them as well, like, to bring forth something like, I'm going to pay for your fucking studio time, or I'm going to pay for this and that and the other. Like, thank God I didn't have to sign with the DBA. It was just kind of a word thing, like, you know, all right, I'm going to do this, you do this for me. But once they break agreements, you know, you kind of already break that trust, you know, within me. But that's one thing that I learned from them to not do with my artists. I support my artists. I advertise them on my page. You know, we're doing collaborations. You know, I'm going to try to push them. Like, you know, I have a song, Fake Love, coming out right now. Mm-hmm. Like, coming out tomorrow. I'm going to get a visual done as well for it tomorrow. Like, they going to get a shout out when I drop that shit. Like, it's going to be a whole movement. Like, nobody is greater than nobody. Everybody's on equal playing field, and everybody, you know, everybody finna eat. That's just how it is with me. Like, that's how I just think, you feel me? Like,
yeah, because, you know, that's different, you know, and I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the, from what I remember, I think Ludacris' manager, to this day, have no, like, contract between the two. Like, you know, Ludacris had one of the biggest contracts. He had, like, a $70 million deal with Def Jam.
Damn.
His manager, to this day, don't have, like, a contract with him. Like, his loyalty. So, I'm pretty sure he eating anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everybody eating.
So, that's a great message even to, like, you know, the up-and-coming people that's trying to create, you know, record labels and things like that. Because they don't understand that it's not just about the paper, you know, and the contracts and stuff like that. It's also about, like, loyalty. It's, you know, it's a lot of, you want longevity, like you said before the podcast.
Exactly.
Like, you want to have that longevity. And a lot of artists don't, especially in our generation, they don't.
Yeah.
They don't see that. They want the quick money, and they want to have these hits, and
that's why they ask me going broke, bro. Yeah. Like, it's just, something that I know I'm starting to BB, like, I got my BB movement, you feel me? But, like, to be honest, like, I wouldn't want to sign to a label. Like, I have somebody that's and from my church. He's a CEO of Slip and Slide, and he has his record deals and he has his different record label.
Talking about Ted Lucas.
Yeah, Ted Lucas. Yeah, Ted Lucas. That man, he go to my church. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like I got his number, his email. I've been in contact with this man, all that kind of stuff. Like, he's saying that social media is a big part, which it is, like, nowadays. Like, shit, people getting deals strictly off of social media. Shit, you got a nigga Rice Gum getting the platinum hit, and this man is a YouTuber. Like, you know what I mean? Somebody will sign him over me just because he has that automatic fan base. Like, even though he really has no musical talent, but he has that fan base. He has all that kind of stuff already going. But long story short, he was saying we can work something out once you get your social media, like, up and stuff like that, because I only have like 3,600 followers on my social media. But he was saying once you get that a little bit higher, you know, we can work something out. After thinking about it more, it's almost better to get your own stuff started and have those venues you can rent out, and those like venues you can, like, manifest, make money off of. Like, you get your own little fan base, even if you start underground or something like that. You know what I mean? And then you just go from there and try to get maybe mainstream by commercializing yourself, get on the radio. Like, that's a big goal of mine for Fake Love. I want that to be on the radio. I already have some contacts with shit like that, like with, like, Atlanta radio, LA radios and shit like that. Trying to get it there, you know what I mean? But it's just about how you move and how you want to go about it. You can be a person that gets advanced, $1 million, $2 million, but that's money that you don't even really own. Like, you own it, it's fiscally in your hand, but it's like
a loan.
Exactly, it's a loan. You know, you got to manifest that money, and a lot of artists, they end up going in debt or being slaves to a label. Like, you hear in these fucking songs all the time, shit, Kanye, he tripping lately. Like, that nigga,
he been
on. He be tripping.
I'm still gonna listen to Graduation.
I was about to say shit. That's still my nigga though. Shit, he be snapping. But
I think not to cut you off, but I think that's because he got, you know, albums coming out. Like, he got his album. He got Pusha T album. He got Nas album. He got Teyana Taylor album coming out. So I feel like, I think he honestly doing that on purpose.
Yeah, he trying to be relevant still.
I mean, he don't need to do that.
I'm about to say, he got talent, like, bad talent. But, you know, but see, that's what I feel like this generation, though, is. And I'm not saying I'm some old head, because I'm not. I'm 22 years old. But I got a lot of, like, my homies and shit right now. They all sound the same. Like, they all doing that. It's just that same, and it's a lot of auto-tune and shit, you know, everybody using auto-tune now and shit, like, you know, like, it's nothing against that. Get your fucking money, get what's gonna get you fans, like, get what's gonna do that, but just think about something, like, I wanna make music that everybody's gonna wanna listen to, everyone's gonna wanna relate to. If everyone's rapping about the same shit, killing, drug dealing, extortion, fucking all the just crazy shit. It gets boring. Everybody rapping about the same shit. No one's gonna let, like, yeah, you gonna have, you know, people get hyped to it and shit. But to be honest, what audience are you really reaching out to? Like, what's gonna be a loyal fan base? What's gonna be a fan base to where it's gonna be bigger than just one selective group? Like, that's my goal. Cause, like, Fake Love, I'm getting hella feedback. Everybody's fucking with it. They're like, bro, like, I feel this shit. Like, yo, it's relatable. Like, you know, I feel like that's what I'm trying to do. I want that song to where motherfuckers on the bus, that's 40 years old, they hear that bit on the bus, they're like, all right, damn, okay, Fake Love, you know, they hearing that shit, and they're like, all right, you know, I'm vibing to this. I want the kid that's even, he's an up and coming artist, 15 years old, bro, you know what I mean? And, you know, and he's listening to that song, he's like, man, damn, like, this shit right here, I feel this shit. Like, I really feel it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just...
So you pretty much, like, you know, you want to be a top 40 artist.
Exactly, bro. I don't care. Like, I know some artists are, like, trying to be against being mainstream, but that's where the money's at. Yeah. Like, think about it. I mean, it's nothing against these artists because they all getting their bag. Like, mm-hmm. they all getting their bag. But let's say, for example, the nigga, what's his name? What's the dude? Riding in a Rover. Niggas talking down, I don't know. Yeah.
What's his name?
I forgot the dude. But see, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like, you, I can't even come to like the top of my head. But like, say for example, Drake.
Yeah.
That man's audience is a fucking universal blanket, my nigga. Mm-hmm. Everybody listens to motherfucking Drake. I'm trying mm-hmm. to have Peso be like Drake, the household name. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, that's why I love that I have Riascos on the team right now, because I'm telling you, like,
he's the Puerto Rican.
That's the Puerto Rican.
You better keep him whole.
Do you feel me? But see, that's my youngin though. Like, I got history with this man before fucking rapping and shit. Like, that's another thing about me. I love music. I love rap. I love music, hip hop, R&B. I'm a genre, diverse genre artist.
Mm-hmm.
But before all the rap shit, before all that and this and that and the other, I was like, you know, I had history with people. I was developing myself as an individual, really getting that bag out here, hustling and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you see me shit. I got their Gucci's on my feet right now. You feel me? Shit, I'll be capping about shit. Like, you know what I mean? I know hella people shit. Free my nigga Lou right now. That nigga got scooped up in the fucking feds, dog. Free my nigga Lou, bro. That was a big homie. But all I'm saying is, that was my youngin'. That man, he's a loyal ass dude. I fucks with him. And I really see big things in the future with this man.
Mm-hmm.
If he sticks with it, you know. And I'm pretty sure he said he loves music. That's his passion too. You know. Well, if it's his passion, that's, you know, we gonna make some money, because that man, he got a good ass flow. Like, it's nothing against my other artists either. Like, other artists, you know, ABM, like I'm saying, it's gonna be different. The Border Boy movement is gonna cross into whole different genres. That's why I love it so much, because we got the Latin artists, we got the chill artists, we got the savage artists, we got R&B, you know. We even got a white boy, Young Sam, on the team, you know, with that. You know what I mean? Like, that man, as he develops as an artist, he's a younger too. He's, I think he's like 18, 19 years old. That man, like, as he develops, he'll probably kind of start leaning towards that fucking, what's the man name? Logic type shit. He'll probably, because he has a flow like that already. But, like, you know what I mean? He's going to kind of develop into something like that. I already can feel it. Like, that's one thing about me. I know how to, like, kind of hear music. Although I've done music...
Mm-hmm.
For a short period of time,
mm-hmm.
like, shit, I was just in the studio 2 or 3 weeks ago, and the dude was like, how long have you been rapping? And I was like, I've been rapping literally, like, kind of a year, like, mm-hmm. if you just crunch down all the intermissions and shit. He's like, damn, like, you really got an ear for music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I appreciate it and shit, you know. It's just, I always love music. It's just, now I'm trying to pursue it, because I was always that shy-ass nigga, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, always shy. Like,
I was the same way. So when I started the podcast, I'm saying, how the hell am I going to speak to all these people? And, like, I mean, like, it's a difference when you have, like, a group of people that you knew for a while.
Yeah.
You can talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's, like, meeting new people and things like that. Like, you know, I know the podcast is going to be very big. And I'm like, dang, it's going to get to a point where I'm going to interview a celebrity. I'm like, how am I going to do that?
True.
You know, but I just, you know, just... stay calm and just be myself. And,
yeah, man.
You know, that's what you got to do. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And
that's a huge thing, bro. Being yourself, bro. Like, one thing about me, I'll be honest with you. Like, and I never try to... One thing about me, I'm going to say, like, I'm not from the hood, bro. Mm-hmm. I grew up in, like, the suburbs and shit. Of course, everywhere has its own problems. You know, I grew up speaking, like, articulately, with vocabulary. Like, you know, my mom was an English teacher, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, so, like, you know, I grew up, you know, a fairly good kid. Like, I was a good kid. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like, everything for me was kind of set up. Like, you feel me? Like, I played football. I was always good at it. Like, mm-hmm. That's what kind of got me, like, athletic, people fucking with me and shit like that. You know what I mean? Everything was so good. You know, I had the perfect girl, all that shit. Mm-hmm. But when I got to fucking high school, and then, mind you, though, it's hard. You always kind of have a conflict within yourself when you're, like, the only black kid on the block and your shit, in your like, neighborhood. That's always been an issue with me, like, identity and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to lie and be like, oh, I'm some tough-ass nigga. Yeah, hustle, this and that and other. Mm-hmm. I'm vulnerable, too, my nigga, shit.
Yeah.
I'm vulnerable as fuck right now going through these damn legal problems I'm going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
But growing up as a kid, it's always been hard. You know, you got to find out who you really are and shit, you know. But when you the only black kid in the neighborhood, you too black for everybody. Like, and one day, like, I was chilling at the pool with some white kids, and we were young, probably, like, middle school, mm-hmm. like, elementary shit. And I remember the boy, he got mad. We was playing, like basketball in the pool. He called me the N-word, you know, ER, like, mm-hmm. hard oh, shit. Bro, you feel me? And that shit, I don't think that shit ever sat right with me as a kid. Like, it was a lot of pent up anger and shit towards certain people, you know. And it's like, you know, you kind of get a little bit aggressive, but it's like, you know, you cope in different ways. And yeah. I was, like I said, that shy ass kid. Like, I kind of got my shit out in football. And, you know, just kind of pinning it up and shit. You know, I was always that kid, you know, that shower singer ass nigga. Like, I was doing a little shit like that. But, you know, as time progressed and shit, I go to middle school and shit like that, playing football, meet all different types of people. One of my best friends, I still keep in contact today. You know, he does music. He always asks me, well, you know, why don't you get into music? I was just like, you know, that's not me. And it wasn't me at the time. It just was not me. I couldn't force it. Like, because if I forced it, I was a shy individual, yada, like, yada, yada and shit. But when I started going to high school, I went to a ghetto-ass high school. Like, like, you got niggas on free lunch and shit. You know, you got gates and shit all around all the campus. I got motherfucking cameras and shit everywhere. And it was a good football school. I was doing speed and conditioning with the coach in middle school. And he was like, you know what, we really want you to come here in high school and shit. So I eventually went there. And, you know, I, being an impressionable ass kid, me never being in an environment like that, like a fucking environment like that, you know what I mean? It kind of was a shell shock for me. Like, you know, I'm that boy, I'm that dude that's over there dressing in polos and Sperry's and shit. You got niggas wearing Coogi and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is this, like, glittery jeans ass shit? I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? You got niggas wearing, you know, all this shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? They call me white boy and shit. Yeah. You know, and it was hard, you know what I mean? But it was funny because I always spoke, you know, articulately. I always spoke very good. But I'll never forget. I had to earn their respect. Well, I didn't have to, but me being a young high schooler and shit, I, you know, that's why I thought I had to earn their respect. So I ended up getting into a fight with one of them. Beat the fuck out this nigga. Like, cause I wrestled and shit, you know. Mm-hmm. I always did MMA and shit. Like, so I got hands and I got ground game. So I fucked this nigga up.
Yeah.
I kind of got respect from there on. Like, of course, you got niggas over here trying you in the locker room sometimes here and there. You know, it's just a little team scuffle shit and then it's over with. But I fucked this nigga up. And it's funny because we actually ended up being friends not like a few months afterwards. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? We was cool afterwards and shit. His brother playing football over at some JUCO right now, some type shit. And, you know, he doing this shit. But, you know what I mean? Like, it's just been hard, you know, kind of finding who you are, but you have it right in front of your face. But shit just changes because you might get corrupted or some shit. You get introduced to shit that you had no business getting introduced to. You feel me? Like, I don't know. Like, shit, I know one of my closest homies, his dad had a barbecue pit across the street from the school. Like, literally, like, you have the school here, and you have like the hood, like
yeah.
right next door type shit.
I mean, that's like that in the whole state of, people don't realize in the whole state of Florida, you could be in the suburbs or you could be in the hood.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
You don't even know. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, it's crazy. But we would go to the pit after school and shit. We would get some free food. And, you know, I got introduced to weed and shit in middle school, in eighth grade and shit. But, like, that's when I kind of, like, started really smoking and shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, got introduced to a lot of shit, different types of bitches, different types of niggas and shit. Like, you started getting into different lifestyles and shit, you know. Shit just progresses, and it just kind of goes, like, not downhill, but it just goes in a spiral from there, you feel me? But luckily, though, I got a college scholarship to play ball. Like, I was always a team captain my junior, senior year. You know, I did my shit, though. You feel me? I did my shit. Like, I can't say, and I'm never trying to say, oh, I'm some Mr. Tough nigga from the hood and da-da-da. That's not me, like, at all. Like, me, I'm a businessman, articulate, trying to get this fucking bag, like, I'm just greedy as fuck. Like, that's one thing about me. I'm just greedy. Like,
ain't wrong with that.
I'm just greedy as fuck.
You gotta wanna, you wanna expand your horizons and stuff, cause
you feel me?
You know, it's money everywhere.
Exactly, and it's funny because the second time I end up kind of leaving college, like the first time I left college when I got a scholarship, I fucked up in school over some dumb shit. And I went back home, and I was living in Tampa at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so funny, bro, because, of course, you know, you in that lifestyle over there in college when you shouldn't have been. But when I was in Tampa, dog, it's so funny because I was hanging around white boys when, like, in the suburbs I grew up in.
Yeah.
These niggas had these big-ass guns, big-ass trucks. They would be having like two, four pounds of weed in the truck. Like, you know, these niggas was like, you feel me? Like, these niggas was, you know, they doing their shit. You know what I mean? They doing their shit. And this is the suburbs. Like, it's so funny. You get craziness everywhere you go. It don't matter where the fuck you are. You can be in motherfucking the city. You can be in the hood. You can be in Section 8. You can be in mansions. Motherfucking, I live out here in Weston right now. You can be in motherfucking Windmill Ranches, fucking Gucci Mane, Dan Marino and shit. You know, they live over there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
like,
that's not that far from Heritage, right?
Well,
because I know around American Heritage, what's that? That's not Weston, that's what? Plantation.
Yeah, that's Plantation, and I think they have another American Heritage campus over there in Boca, I think. But yeah, man, it's just, you know, it's craziness wherever you go. Different levels to the shit, like, for real, like, shout out to Meek. But it really is different levels to the shit because, you know, it's crazy.
So, that's crazy. So, as far as, like, your music go, you got a single coming out tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
What's your expectations for that?
Honestly, I expected to do good. Like, it's gonna be on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Vital, like all those different platforms. I expected to do good things. Like, it's not gonna be like overnight, I don't think, but I feel like it's gonna be a song where it's gonna give me a little jump start. Like, especially when I'm getting the visual done tomorrow as well. It's gonna be shot here, over there in the course of pool, different areas. You know, my boys, they in film school type shit, so they gonna film it for me for the free. But I got my little Frenchie and shit I'm gonna have in it too and shit. Like a little blue and white Frenchie. But you feel me? Like, I'm you know, I'm trying to make that song kind of an anthem, try it on the radio, trying to promote it like heavy. That's what people say I should do, so that's what I'm gonna do, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, because you never know, like, especially with the power of not mainstream, but the power of streaming. Like, you could end up, I seen a couple artists that's local, and I seen them, like, in the front, like, you know, in the front of the iTunes.
Yeah.
You go on the thing, new music and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's possible. I tell people that all the time. Like,
I don't know.
Anything is possible. You could be, like, the next one to come out of you know, the state of Florida. Because, like, right now, I was looking at something, and they said, like, our state alone is ranked, like, 3 for, like, artists coming out of the state. And I'm like, it's fine. It's been a long time due. Like, it's time. Like, it's good that we have all these artists coming out. You know, the Denzel Curry's and, you know, the Kodak Blacks. And it's a lot of them.
Exactly.
It's a lot of artists coming out of the state of Florida. And now we getting the light. Because it used to be like, you know, every 10 years, it'd be a few artists coming up. Like, you'll have, like, you know, of course, back in the day, you had the Lukes and the Trick Daddies and then the Trinas.
Exactly.
JT Money's now. Then you have the Rick Rosses, the Pitbulls, the Flo Riders. And, you know, it's now you got a whole bunch of, like, Lil Pump. I ain't no Lil Pump from down here.
Yeah,
you
man.
You know what I'm saying? So,
it's funny, though, it's funny how, like, the music game has kind of changed, though. Like, back then, it wasn't as much about, like, the clout, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Now you really have, like, that, like, kind of being, like, the main thing now. It's like, you know, like, Rick Ross and them, like, Trick Daddy, they didn't have social media coming out like that. Like,
yeah, like, social media...
Shit.
Was like, what was MySpace?
Yeah. See, I ain't even had no MySpace, bro. That's what they about me, too, bro. I just kind of got on social media when I started doing the whole rapping shit. Like, I ain't have Facebook. I ain't have Instagram. I ain't have Snapchat until I was, like, 20, bro. Like, I swear, like, and I just put that on my, on my snap, on my story the other day, I was like, shit, is that weird, dog?
I feel it's not like, weird, I mean,
I don't know.
I tell people all the time, if it wasn't for, like, my business, or, like, even, like, having family, like, you know, out of state, I wouldn't really have social media. But,
you feel me?
You know, if you, especially if you're in music, that's a network. You network with different people, you know, like, I've met people from, like, overseas.
Yeah.
You know, type stuff, and it's crazy, like, how, like, it's a difference, like, from having artists, like you say, you have an artist from Puerto Rico. You know, I'm pretty sure it's a difference. Like, you know, they really, like, take it seriously.
Exactly.
Not saying that artists over here don't take it seriously, because they do. It's just that I feel like when you go international, I guess that they more, well, I could say, like, grateful.
Yeah, you feel me?
You know,
and, you know, it's funny you say that, bro, because I feel like once you can get into that international pool, bro, it's just, like, a lot better. It's it's different levels. And, like, it's not saying that one level is different. It's different or better than the other. It's just that one's going to get more recognized. And it's so funny to me, like, sometimes I look up net worths and shit. This is so I can kind of gauge on, like, what kind of style or what kind of rap or what kind of music is going to be the best money maker. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny. Even Yo Gotti, take for example, he has a whole CMG, right?
Yeah.
I think his net worth is only like $5 million. And you know,
sometimes it's not accurate, though. It could be way more.
Sometimes it's not accurate, yeah. But think about it, though. I look at it because I see past all the other shit. Like, I see that, like, all right, people, they're going to have, like, maybe they're going to have a few cars, chains, houses. Yeah. They have different assets, you know, they all got to pay for it. On top of their wage, you know, they got shows, they got contracts and shit. How much money are they really making? I know in high school, like, I was in a part of the business, little associate, part of the school. It was a magnet school, although it was a Title VI school or whatever it was called. But I was part of the business side of it. And we did a project on the music industry, actually, because we actually did that shit, and we actually got a chance to realize how much these people are really, like, profiting. Like, you feel me? The smart artist will try to start their own label, get a clothing brand, get different businesses and shit. But it's just, like, some people, they don't really, you know, they don't do that. They just rapping, they spending it, da 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 da.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how you see people going broke and shit. But long story short,
they don't spend it the right way. That's why I said they only invest instead of...
Exactly. You know, that's lessons and shit. You just got to learn that shit over time. But like I was saying, though, like, Yo Gotti, $5 million. Let's say, for example, you got motherfucking Kenny Chesley. That nigga's like, I don't know how many million. It's like damn near it's just, I don't know, it's like 100 mil or something like that. It's just so much. And then you have Jay-Z, of course. Jay-Z, he's up there with all them too, yeah, and shit. Yeah, you know, he, yeah, he up there with all them. They multi, like, 100 mils and shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? But it's just, it's so funny. Like, those are the only ones. Those are the old heads. You know, they manifested that money. But, like, say, for example, you got, like, Bad Bunny. I don't know how much his shit is. But I would assume it's way more than fucking be like, motherfucking, not Drake, but motherfucking Yo Gotti, motherfucking Kodak Black, all the people that, you know, just like niggas that you just, you hear on the radio and shit, or underground type, yeah, shit. It's just levels to this shit.
I think, like, I think it's like, you know, with music, with sports, like, with, like, Bad Bunny, like, I think of him, like, getting paid like a soccer player. He probably getting paid easily 100 mil, 200 mil.
Yeah, bro.
Gotta be low-key.
It's just a different market. And you gotta, it's just all about, let's even think about it. Motherfuckers talk about Jason Derulo and shit like that. That man's probably still, he's probably still banking. And motherfucking, He's going to a different audience. He doing the whole different shit. Like, you know, he's in a different category. Like, you know, it's just, I feel like instead of trying to be so one dimensional and everyone trying to do the same thing with the rap,
yeah,
you know, you gotta kinda expand. That's why the Border Boy movement, bruh, we doing something bigger. We got artists in all different genres, all different styles, you know. You know, like I was saying, we going to have that universal blanket. You feel me? That's just what it is.
Yeah, man. But I like the blueprint that you have. You know, a lot of artists, they don't have that same blueprint like yourself. Like, I know a few. Like, shout out to my boy Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
What he's doing is, it's amazing. Like, because, you know, we all in the same age. He's like 27, 26, 22. Oh, for sure. So, it's like, you don't really, you the stuff that, you know, we are doing, people be like, oh, you can wait till your 30s to do the, or 40s. I'm like, nah, man, why not just attack it while you're in your 20s?
I'm
so
trying to tell
by the
you.
Time you're in your early 30s, mid 30s.
The ball's rolling. Yeah, you like getting that rolling. Shit, it's fluent, it's water, kid. Like, yeah. That's what I'm trying to do. And, you know, I always try to, you know, put myself at a higher standard. That's why I always kind of am my worst critic, because I always am trying to be, like, perfect type shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? You just got to do what you got to do to be the best. You feel what I mean? Like, I don't want to be just another artist. I want to be that artist people know as, like, all right, that nigga, he on his shit. He doing that. Like, for real. You know? That's why we trying to make a household name over here.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, BBE movement, dog. Border Boy shit.
Ain't nothing wrong with that,
you
man.
Feel me?
Like I said, I'm a look out for that. One of my favorite segments of the show is top five artists of all time.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure you got a
different
list, because every list like the beauty of, like, people don't understand, like, you know, having a podcast, you know, as a DJ, for as sure. Well, like, I'm like, damn, like, it's, everybody got their own different personalities, and especially, like, on top this, like, someone put, who they put in their top five? Someone put Kanye on their top five. And someone else put Big Pun. Shout out to my boy Gab on YM3 apparel, but, like, it's a beauty of, like, you have these different top, you know, five listeners and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, who's in your top five? You don't have to necessarily be hip hop, but
You say artists, I'm gonna take that artist. You want me to start from like five, or you want me to go to one? Like,
most people don't even say numbers, but if you want to put it.
All right, well, let me say. Yeah. All right, well, I know number one for me is Tupac. Like, that's my. Tupac, I don't give a fuck. Nobody say. That's my favorite artist. He's a poet. Man's a fucking actor, musician, fucking just overall legend.
Do you think that the younger audience, like, cause you 22, when you was born, like, what, 95?
Yeah, 95.
So you just made it. Nah, but, like, seriously, like, you have, because I have my nephew, he was born 96, but he loved Tupac.
Yeah.
One thing I see from, like, the younger generation, I'm talking about, like, the 2000, you know, babies, like,
yeah,
they don't appreciate Tupac. Like, for instance, like, for me, I ain't grew up, you know, listening to Big Daddy Kane and Chaos One and all them stuff. I knew about LL Cool J.
Yeah.
You know, because LL Cool J, I just seen, like, one of his CDs around the house.
Yeah.
You know, and I had, you know, let me listen to LL Cool J, and he's dope. You know what I'm saying? But you don't have a lot of these artists nowadays. They don't want, they so lazy to do their research, and it's like it's easier to do your research now because with technology and with Apple Music and stuff like that, and everything, Spotify and SoundCloud, like you could actually go back 20, 30 years ago, 40, 50 years ago.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Everything's right there accessible to you, you feel me? But, you know, a lot of people, I don't think, like the younger, like you were saying, that like 2000 babies and shit, they don't appreciate Tupac because it's just, it's not what they used to. Like, shit has changed. Like, if Tupac was in this era, he probably wouldn't be as popular. He'd probably be like a Jay-Z and shit, probably like in the shadows type shit. Like, to like our age, like that, like 15, about 19 age group, that, you know. But it's like, that shit is so here today, gone tomorrow type shit. Like, Tupac, that nigga died in 95, right?
Yeah, like 96. Yeah, like 96.
96, yeah. 95 type shit. You know, he died when I was born.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that man's music is still fucking relevant as fuck today.
Yeah.
Like, people will listen to his shit to the end of time. That's what type of music that I want to make. Because that music will always fucking be around. That music will always make money. And it'll always be wherever you, it will be, it's timeless. Like, that's literally timeless. This motherfucking shit today, bro, it's not going to be here in 2 years, bro.
No, it's a few of them, like the Coles and the Kendrick.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Big Sean's, like, it's a few of them, but you know, Logic's in them, like, it's a few that, well, you'll be like 20, 30, 40 years from now, like,
exactly.
Damn, like,
but you feel me? But who influenced them? They respect Tupac. They respect the Biggies. They respect the Nas's. They respect Jay-Z. Like, these niggas nowadays, you got this man, what's his name? Lil Xan, bruh. Over here dissing Tupac. That shit crazy to me, bro. That shit crazy.
It's crazy because, like, you know,
that shit crazy.
I look at someone like Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne's gonna be looked at years and years to come from now. And he looked up the Tupac and the Biggies and stuff like that.
Yeah, man.
And it's just like, you know, it's kind of a shame where, you know, I think as hip-hop, we do need, like, the gatekeepers.
Exactly.
You know, like the Snoop Dogs and them. Like,
that man, like, he's a legend too, in my opinion. I think he's a legend.
Oh, Snoop Dogg, I feel like if it wasn't like for a Snoop Dogg, it would be like no Drake's because he's universal.
I was about to say, you wouldn't have no YGs and shit. You know, it's just all, everybody, history repeats itself. You have the OGs, and then you got the people that's going following the OG footsteps. Like, you know what I mean? That's just what I feel like. But, you know, like, Tupac, for sure, number one for me. Number two, one of my favorites, I'll probably say, like, more recent, maybe, like, a Jay-Z. Like, fucks with Jay-Z. But it's not even just as an artist, but as a person, bro. Mm-hmm. That nigga, bruh, he's so fucking diverse. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a fucking businessman. He's a fucking mogul, bro. That nigga is literally a symbol. Like, I relate to this man. Like, he's just him and Tupac. Tupac is a great ass poet too.
Yeah.
I love poetry. Fuck what everybody think. Poetry is an expressive form of music. Without poetry, you wouldn't have fucking music.
Exactly. Especially, you know, like, look at our favorite artists right now, like Kendrick and J. Cole's, like,
poets.
Their music, they're poets, you know.
Not that fucking bullshit. I swear. And it's not that I'm not hating on that shit. Like, you gotta get your bag. Like, you get your bag however you can, bro. But it's just like, I don't respect that shit as much as Kendrick's or fucking anybody else's shit. That's some bullshit.
Look at Currency. Like, Currency to me, he's like a
poet. I fuck with Currency.
His own way,
you know, like, that's my boy ABM type shit. Like, that's his type shit. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, all the artists on this Border Boy movement, DeShay, fucking motherfucking ABM, Riascos, Young Sam, like, One Way. We all finna do this shit how these OGs, how the blueprint has been set that's gonna have longevity. Like, we not copying no shit, but we gonna take that blueprint, run with it, and make it our own way, that Border Boy way, you feel me? Like, it's just, you know, you gotta be different in this day and age, like, you know. But let me say number three, this might be a little bit different. I don't know if you heard of him. You ever heard of Aerosmith?
Yeah, everybody knows Aerosmith, bro.
I fucks with Aerosmith, bro. Fucking, what's his name, bro? The lead singer, man.
Steven Tyler.
Bro, fucking demon is screaming, my nigga. But people don't even understand how many beats have been sampled from their music.
Yeah, Aerosmith.
You don't even know.
I believe, I don't know if it's from an interview or something, but a lot of people come to them for samples and they get paid to this day.
That's what I'm saying. Make timeless fucking music, bro. You make timeless music, you're going to be paid forever. Your kids going to be straight. Like, yeah. That's just what I'm trying to do, bro. Like, that's what you got to do. You got to make that timeless music, you feel me? But yeah, no, Aerosmith, I love that shit. Like, shit, that walk this way, shit right there. that's a timeless. Everybody know that shit. Even Run DMC, that's a crossover hit. That's what I'm trying to say. They reach into that white audience as well as that black audience with that walk this way. That shit, you know. Let me think of somebody else. I'm gonna throw a female in there because they deserve some recognition.
All right, now it's just a pressure now because it's. Female artists, man. I don't know if you're going hip hop or you going.
No, I'm going just like music in general. All right.
Still pressure.
Yeah, no, it is for sure. Like, I'm gonna throw. Was that Anita Baker? Anita Baker, or was it Patti LaBelle? Made somebody loves it.
That's
baby.
Patti LaBelle.
That's Patti LaBelle. Yeah. Dude, Patti LaBelle.
That's a legend. Man.
Shout out to fucking her. That bitch, dog, she can sing. That song be hitting my soul, kid. Like, when I hear that song, bro, I be like, damn, kid, that shit be hitting my soul. Like, and see, for example, look, Plies, bro, did a remix of that, or a sample of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, when you know your music great, you gonna have samples. Shit, even Fake Love, bro, the Fake Love that I'm dropping tomorrow and getting the visual for tomorrow, it's sampled, the beat is sampled from Hit 'Em Up from Tupac. You know that done?
Yeah, I gotta listen to that.
You gonna hear it, trust me, you gonna hear it. And it's on my page, my Instagram page, at Border Boy P. Shout out at Border Boy, Border Boy ENT on Instagram too, ABM Sage, Deshae Escobar, One Way D, Riosco's JF. Young Sam, Autumn, you know, all the Border Boys. You can check us out on my Instagram. I got all of them and shit on there. But that's four of them. My last one, my last favorite, and this dude, I'm gonna put a young dude on there. And this shit right here might kind of blow you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And this will definitely spark a little conversation probably out of you. But
wait, hold on. So you got. Your top five so far is Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
Said Tupac.
Tupac, Jay.
Aerosmith. Patti LaBelle. And who's number five?
I'm gonna say Frank Ocean.
That's not bad though, bro. Like Frank Ocean is dope, bro.
Frank Ocean, bro, is a genius, bro.
I feel like Frank Ocean to me, he's like the Kanye of R&B.
That's what you know what I mean? Like, him, fuck all the controversy, fuck all the allegations, speculations, fuck all that. That man is a genius. That whole Orange album, that Orange mixtape, or Channel Orange.
That's a...
Bruh, every song on that shit is a hit. Like, in my opinion. Like, I listen to that shit, the way that he does the beats, the way that he changes his voice and shit, like, even Blonde and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That right there.
Yeah.
Blonde, that was an album, I think. It's one song on there called Nights.
Yeah.
You heard that one?
Nights.
It's like two songs in one. But he switches the second half of the song.
I think I know what you're talking about, but
you know what I mean? That shit.
Nipsey
right.
Hussle did some shit like that. I was just talking about this
Nipsey Hussle. He lit too.
A few days ago with somebody, I was like, I love when, I think it was my godbrother, we was talking about, like, how, like, artists is, like...
Well, that boy said, Jodeci, New Edition. Hey. That shit for real, though. I fucks with Jodeci,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, Jodeci. Shout out to Jodeci.
Jodeci, hey.
He said, New Edition.
Yeah, he said, Jodeci, New Edition. List goes on, but, you know, Elfish. You already know, man, nigga. People come and go on this fucking live shit.
Yeah.
Like, people come on. I know I seen that one point. It was like five people. And yeah. It is, you know, I don't know, bro. This whole, also, I'll never go live. But long story short is, bro, you see my list is diverse. Like, I have respect for those people on the list. And it's more than just the art and the music for me. Like, it's just as a person, as, you know, as just like a whole individual, like a whole, you know. And I'm not saying, like, that's one thing about me. I don't want to come across as I hate the new generation of music. I don't want to say that. Like, I love it. Like, I love some of Lil Pump shit. I love some of fucking Smoke Perp. I love some of fucking...
Smoke Perp, he's straight.
He's straight. Like, his beats be fire as fuck. Like, I fucks with some of XXX. That shit be getting me pump
XXX
as fuck.
Too.
You know what I mean? Like, I fucks with the new generation. Like, do not get me wrong, bro. It's just, I feel like this shit has fucked up music, low-key. Like, it's fucked it up because now it's like you have motherfuckers like Rice Gum and shit coming into music getting platinum fucking hits and shit.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga's a YouTuber. Like, he has no musical talent whatsoever. But, you know, he has a platinum hit. And fucking get your bag, bruh. Shit. That's more than some artists can say they have fucking platinum hit. But this nigga got one. You know, it's just music has changed. And we all, you know, you all got to adapt to it and shit. But, you know.
What you thinking about Cardi B?
I fucks with Cardi, bro. She a bad bitch. She's confident as fuck. She makes good-ass music. I fucking love the collab that she did with Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
That shit, what is it? What is it called? I like it like that shit.
She understand how much, like, new followers she got from that song.
You feel me? Like, I'm telling you, that's why I was talking about my boy Juan, bro. Riascos, bro, this man, we gonna make a fucking crossover. Like, you gonna have the motherfuckers over here where I stay, that's a lot of Venezuelans, Colombians, Cubans and shit, it's all Spanish people. You gonna have these motherfuckers over here be like, all right, that drip, be like, oh shit, who's that dude snapping all that shit? It's gonna have Peso and Riasco on that shit. That shit, watch, bro. I'm trying to tell you. But, you know, I fuss with Cardi, though. That bitch, she bad. Like, she so fucking bad. Like, I think that whole her and, what's her name? What's the nigga name? Offset.
Yeah.
I think that shit is sham, though. Their marriage. I don't think that shit real. Do you think that shit real?
I think it's real.
You think it's real?
At first, I didn't. At first, I thought it was just, like, a business move, but...
That's what I thought,
when
bro.
When I just go deep into it and stuff, I'm like...
You think it's for real?
I think it's real. All right,
I'm gonna take it word for it.
It's one of them relationships that's like, is different, but like it's like I respect it.
Yeah, I definitely respect it, but I just don't think it's gonna be. No, like if some people compare their relationship to like Beyonce and Jay, I'm like, hell no.
It's gonna be something they own, Blaine. Like they gonna have a promising, you know, relationship. Like I was.
But do you think it's gonna last longer than 2 years?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think that nigga.
Think about it, like, Offset, you know, a lot of people don't know he went to jail and stuff like that. And I feel like, you know, he probably had to humble himself, you know what I'm saying? And he probably had to learn a lot of lessons. And I feel like, you know, this is one of his blessings, you know, exactly. Cardi B. Like, not only you have someone that you love and that love you and stuff.
Mm.
But she's also successful, and she also, you know, have her own thing going on where, you know, like, it's like a, they could be really a power couple, but in their own language.
I was about to say, I believe they're definitely going to be a power couple for sure, for sure. But one thing, though, I do want to touch on before we leave, bro.
I got one more question anyway, but.
Oh, okay, for sure. The whole jail situation and shit, that shit right there, I just want to let everybody know that's listening to this shit. Be yourself, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fall for the fucking traps, bro. Because don't fall for the traps of the easy money.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fall for the traps of what these rappers are fucking selling you and telling, staying on these damn raps, because half these niggas, they did not do that shit. I'm going through a court process right now for serious felonies. And shit, I don't even want to talk about, but I'm just going to say, like, guns aren't cool. Mm-hmm. I see nowadays in our culture, a lot of people, in a lot of cultures, shit, even white, Spanish, it don't matter what culture you're in, a lot of people, like, worship guns. Like, guns fucking kill people.
Yeah.
Guns are not fucking toys. Guns are shit that's used to motherfucking kill and protect people. Like, protect your family. If you need a gun, you need to have a family or some shit like that. Or whether you, like, you, or you're protecting, like, something. You know what I mean? There's no need for a normal civilian to have guns, in my opinion. Because I'm strongly against guns because one of my charges is a gun charge. So, you know, it's just, I'm against them. I'm against all the bullshit. You know what I mean? It's just, it's inevitable. Jail, prison, or dead. Like, it's a very slim chance people get out of that shit. But there's always going to be a paper trail if you're doing scams and shit, fraud and all that shit. And there's always going to be another nigga out there trying to take your spot in the fucking dope game. That's just what it is. And if you get out in time, you get out in time and you just saved your ass. Like, thank God. But it's just, you know, you can't be in that life thing that shit gonna be like some like career shit, because you're not gonna live to be 40, dead ass. And these niggas that's rapping and shit, they're not making their revenue from trapping. Yeah. This is fucking music, show money and shit. Mm-hmm. And it's not even as much as they fucking project in these fucking social medias and everywhere else, bro. It's just not.
It's a shame. Like,
you know?
I believe in that too. And especially, you know, when people, you know, when they start legalizing weed and stuff, I'm sure you do know when they start legalizing weed, you know, they're going to take away, like, the gun control. Like,
you already know.
Not take away gun control. Like, they're going to have gun control. Like, they're going to be like, you know what? We're going to control this. Like, I was telling people, you never going to have the both of, you ain't going to have everything, you know, especially in the government. Yeah, and how the system fucked up anyway.
Boy, I was like, just about to tell you, bro. Like, I can't even get a fucking job, bro. I had an interview at Verizon. Killed that shit. I got the job, right? Got a letter from HR saying, no, we can't hire you because of your offenses and shit. I got a job at Amazon. Same shit. They get it to where you get these serious charges. You have no other choice but to go back to doing the shit that you was doing. Because unless you have a supportive family circle that you don't have to rely on that shit. You feel me? It's just, right now, bro, it's fucking, it's a system. And these crackers literally have me pinned up on some bullshit. Some shit that, you know, I didn't even do. And then they have you fucked up. And they're going to try to have you revert back to old shit. And then they're just going to have you in that revolving door. And it's fucked up. It's fucked up how they trap us black men and all minorities. Yeah,
that's what my mom always told me, just, you know, be careful and just look both ways and just
exactly.
You know, you gotta at the end of the day, you gotta hold your own and just be careful.
Exactly.
You know, because they looking for us. One question I want to ask you, one last question I want to ask you is, ask everybody this, is where you see yourself and your record label and your music 5 to 10 years from now?
I see five years from now, I see me probably having the same artists I have right now, but us being established. We all like a collective unit making serious moves and reaching out to hella people. Like, us making good money, shows, tours, and us reaching out to those different audiences. And I see them in 10 years, them having their own style. Like, those, like, their style of artists, I see them having artists under them. And, like, them having, like, not being the mentor, but almost having artists that they can get as a group together and have the money, the funds to actually, like, you know, them have that group, and it's almost like they have their own individual label. Like, the Shade, he gonna have him some dope-ass, like, rappers and shit, mm-hmm. all doing the fucking same shit, but they all, like, kind of like a Migos type of situation. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then you have Riosco. He might have him a little badass Chica some shit, you know, have a little Cardi B type shit, you know, you have him some, like, you know, Bad Bunnies and shit, you know, around there. And they have, he making money off of them, he making money himself. I'm making money off of everything, you know, and not like off of, you know, not trying to sound like it's like I'm like the, you know, like the boss, because with me, everybody's a family. Like, but I just want to establish. Okay. Fuck it. But no, but I just want to have my shit to where it's like, you know, we all going to be in. Mm-hmm. We all gonna be, you know, and not just eating at this point. We all gonna be fucking fat, man. Yeah. We all gonna be doing that shit, and then we gonna be fucking. It's gonna be a conglomerate. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Me, I'm a smart dude, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but like, I just never mix with school very well. I don't know what it is. I just get bored easy as fuck. Yeah. You know.
You'd be like that.
But I know how to put some shit together. So that's one thing about me. I rented my own house, had my own car. You know, I ran shit. But you know, it's just, you know, I see myself 10 years from now in a nice condo somewhere, just one car, you know, have me a girl, not a family. You know what I mean? I'm just chilling. Mm-hmm. You know, and making good bread. Living good with my niggas eating, living good, and we making business moves. Not just off of music. To come, bro, you're gonna have Border Boy fucking clothing. Yeah. You're gonna have Border Boy fucking label legit. You know, you're gonna have a studio, Border Boy Entertainment Studios. You feel me? We're gonna have studios, other artists coming in, they recording off of our shit. You know, I got big plans for the future, and it's just gonna be a matter of time. You feel me? And it's just, you know. It's a matter of time.
That's what's up, man. You know, once again, I appreciate you coming on the show.
I appreciate you having me, dog.
Before we close out, you got any shout-outs, any, you know,
announcements? Once again, you already know it's Peso from fucking Border Boy Entertainment, BB Wade, BB fucking Lifestyle, my nigga. Shout-out my nigga ABM. Shout-out Esco. Shout-out Riosco. Shout-out One Way. And shout-out fucking Young Sam. Follow me on Instagram at Border Boy P. Border Boy P. No spaces, just Border Boy P. And then follow the fucking Border Boy Entertainment page at Border Boy ENT. You feel me? And then the only people that we follow are the artists. So just click on who we follow and follow them too. Follow them and shit. Fake Love dropping tomorrow. It's gonna be a fucking relatable, melodic ass song. Fuck with it. Visual getting filmed tomorrow. So Visual will probably be there next week. It's gonna be on iTunes, Spotify. It's gonna be a link in my bio for all that shit. So just gonna fuck with it. You already know. So that's just what it is.
Well, that's what's up, man. That's it, man. This be your boy DJ Anonymous with Peso, Sports Biz Music, the podcast, episode 33. Remember to follow the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Castbox, Deezer, we everywhere. I'm with the podcast, we everywhere, and don't forget to also follow Cuddle Talk with me and my fiance's podcast, and that's it, man, and we out.
For sure.